Let's get out to the phone lines right now. As promised, head football coach for the Naval Academy down in Annapolis. We've been talking about spending Saturdays with Bill, and you can spend Saturdays with Paul as well. Paul Johnson, the head coach of the Middies, coming on with us right now, along with Todd Helmick from NationalChamps.net. Paul, welcome. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
We're just outstanding up here, and clearly what you've done down there at the academy, I mean, amidst the war going on and all the other things, that the battles that you fight in recruiting guys onto the campus and getting people to come in there and play, and restrictions that you have, clearly Navy very much on the map here this year to win a lot of football games.
Well, we hope so. I think that we've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of support from our administration and everything in trying to get the program turned around. We had one good year last year. Hopefully we can start to string some together.
Bowl game last year. What does that do for you? I mean, I guess for another school or even a smaller school, a sort of a mid-major type of program, to get to a bowl, to be able to travel, to go off, make a little bit of money for the university, when it comes time to hit out and go into homes and recruit kids, that's a benefit. What does it do for an academy where the Naval Academy kind of sells itself? You either kind of want to or you kind of don't want to, is my way of thinking when it comes to the Naval Academy and playing football there.
Well, I think that's true to a certain degree. I think what you have to do is, when you recruit here, is try to be able to extol all the virtues of what you gain when you come here and get a degree from here. But it's like any other program. I think that when you go to a bowl game, it kind of gives you some instant credibility with recruits, and certainly it's a reward for the players for putting together a good season.
Well, I'm going to fill in for some of the listeners out there that maybe don't quite follow Navy football that tough. Number one last year in the NCAA, running the ball, 323 yards per game running. You had four players on the roster, rushed for over 1,000 career yards. Explain to our listeners, you run a system out there on offense, some call the spread offense or the triple option. Can you explain to some listeners, what's the triple option?
Well, it's the, you know, we run a lot of different options, but the triple option is simply that. You have three phases. You either hand the ball to the running back, the fullback on the dive, or the quarterback keeps, or he pitches to a trailing pitch guy. And it's determined by who the defense takes. We really don't know who's going to carry the ball when the play's called. And we, play off the defense. If they close and take the dive, then the quarterback of the pitch gets it. If they don't take the dive, we hand it off. And what that enables us to do is gain some angles and double-team some guys by not having to block everyone. There's a couple of guys that we read on every play on defense, and kind of gives you a chance to gain some numbers advantage and some angles sometimes.
Well, I guess 3 yards in a cloud of dust is, as old as the game itself. But for you to go with this offense, why don't we see more of this? I mean, I think one of the things about pitching the ball around a whole lot, other than the place like the Big 12 or Big 10, pitching the ball around, a lot of people get a little nervous about the ball being pitched backwards on every play or every other play.
Well, I think that the reason you don't see more people doing it is there's not a lot of people probably that really understand it. It's like any other offense. I think if you know what you're doing and do it correctly, there's no bigger risk of turnovers or anything than any other. I think there's a big misnomer that when you run the ball, it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. If you look, we had a large number of plays over 20 yards a year ago, and I know that when I coached at Georgia Southern one year in our league, the team who led the nation in passing offense was in our league, and at the end of the year we led in rushing, and we had almost twice as many plays of 20 yards or more than they did. So it's, you hit a lot of big plays when you run the option because, like I said, you have some angles and you gain some numbers advantage.
Is there an issue where you do it and no one else does it, and that's a benefit unto itself? And I guess to parlay it or put it in the parlance of some other sport, I mean, when you face a knuckleball pitcher, part of it is you only see a knuckleball pitcher 3 or 4 times a year. You don't have experience in it, and there's really no way to practice for it in a 3 or 4 day practice week to be up the snuff where you need to be on Saturday afternoon if you haven't seen it and you're in week 6, week 8, week 10, wherever you are, if you're the other team. As a coach, defensively, you probably wouldn't want to have to prepare for, correct?
Well, I think that's right. I think that certainly is an extra benefit for doing it. I think anytime you do something that's a little bit different, hopefully you have an advantage with it.
Paul Johnson, head coach of the Navy Middies, joining us here on the Budweiser Sports Forum on a Thursday. Training camp for the Ravens begins in about 45 minutes. We'll go up to Westminster right now. Todd Helmick from NationalChamps.net is also in studio. We're chatting with Paul. Go ahead, Todd.
Speaking of your quarterback last year, Craig Candido, a great senior quarterback last year with experience in the system. Fill us in a little bit on his new replacement, right now listed as Aaron Polanco. What are his strengths and comparisons to what we saw with Candido's style last year? Can he run, and what do you expect from him?
Well, I think Aaron has some tools. Certainly he can run in this offense. He'll have to be able to run the ball some. He's a little bigger than Craig, probably might be a little faster. I don't know that he's, certainly doesn't have the experience right now that Craig had, but we feel like that Aaron can be a really good player. He's still got to prove himself, but he played a lot in the last couple of years in a backup role and in different situations. So we're excited about Aaron and hope that he's going to have a big year for us. He certainly needs to.
I think the one thing in recruiting for you guys, and I covered the Navy football program under Elliot Uzalak maybe 10, 12 years ago when I was at the Baltimore Sun. I got a chance to see it first and up close and come down to the stadium and see the game day experience, see the pride that the parents have, the alumni have. I mean, anybody in this country can identify with what the Navy is. And also with the Army-Navy game as well as the Notre Dame game, which we've had here in Baltimore on several occasions. When it comes time for those games to come around, is there sort of a special air going on around the campus and around what's going on? Because those are where you really make your mark. I mean, you can beat Tulsa, you can beat Vanderbilt, it's nice. You know about it, the campus knows about it. But when you can up and bite Notre Dame and when you have the whole world to yourself on December 4th up in Philadelphia to take on Army, that's when everything stops for your program in those two games. That's when everyone else notices. I know you're there 365.
Right. Well, I don't think there's any question that like at every school, there's some games are bigger than others. But there's just to be around when you play Army Navy is different. I've been in conference championship games at other schools and different things, and there's nothing quite like that Army Navy game. It's hard to describe if you haven't ever been a part of one.
Did you understand all that, coming into the situation of what it was all about, being the coach of the team?
I think that the more that you do it, the more you understand. Certainly, probably the first year that I was here as an assistant coach, I might not have grasped it as much as after I'd been here for a year or so. So I think it varies, But once you're here for a while and you can't walk around the yard here and see Beat Army written on everything here for 365 days and not realize it's a big game.
I think we're driving into Philadelphia, you go over the bridge up there, there's just like a permanent thing on one of those oil tankers up there, right?
Right.
I think I've seen that as well. Go ahead, Todd.
You've had some coaching stints at Hawaii and Georgia Southern. What's the difference between a military academy such as the one here in Annapolis and how other 1A schools operate, especially in regards to recruiting and signing players in their everyday routines once they enroll?
Well, there's a difference. I think that certainly if you start with recruiting, the young men who come here have a 5-year commitment to serve their country in either the Navy or the Marine Corps. So it's not for everyone. It's something that no one walks into lightly, I think. So that's probably the biggest thing in recruiting, that they know when they finish where they're going to go and what they're going to be doing. As far as time constraints, they're going to graduate from here in 4 years. There is no red shirting, and at most schools, when the guys sign, they're probably on a 5-year deal where they come in, they red shirt, they take maybe 12, 14 hours a semester. Here, these guys take 18 hours a semester, and not any place to hide. I mean, it's calculus, physics, chemistry, so it's real for real school.
When were you out on the island, out of Hawaii?
I was there from 1987 through 94.
Man, I had either the pleasure or the disgrace last night of hanging out with Billy the Warrior, who was in the state of Maryland last night as a guest of Edwin Mulitalo at a luau in Glen Burnie, of all things, last night. And, what a mascot. I have to say that because I came in contact with him last night. It just was kind of a lot of fun. I think he made it fun for a lot of different people.
Right. Well, he's actually, I have a couple of coaches that played in Hawaii, and One of our coaches was at the luau last night. He Ken Niumatalolo. He knows him, and I think the guy's his cousin, actually.
Well, I think, Mulatalo, I think Billy's his cousin, too. Eddie just said, everybody's my cousin here tonight. So
right.
That's kind of fun. Raised a lot of money for a good cause for the Ed Big Band Foundation last night. But as soon as you said a why, I said, man, I gotta tell him that I ran into Billy last night. We wish you a lot of luck. We've been done some promotion around here for you guys. We're spending Saturdays with Bill. Tell the listeners in Baltimore, Towson, White Marsh, wherever, that if they drive down the Navy for a game, let's say Duke on the 4th, Northeastern, you got Vanderbilt, you got Rice, Delaware, Rutgers. What are they going to see in Annapolis in 2004 from a game day experience to fork over $20, $30, whatever it is, to get a ticket to go to the game and come down there on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, hopefully not only will they have a chance to see a good college football game, but there's going to be a tremendous amount of pageantry and, from the march on of the brigade to the flyovers to everything coupled with the football game. It's quite an experience, and for anyone who hadn't been to a game, it's well worth the price of admission.
Well, man, score some touchdowns so I can do some push-ups, all right, Coach?
There you go.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right, here goes Paul Johnson down at the Naval Academy. Todd, it's always a pleasure to have you aboard. Can I hang on to you for a couple minutes? I was going to take a call for Paul, but I'm getting up on the top of the hour. I got to get a break. You want to stay through the top of the hour?
Sure.
All right, we're going to hang on. Todd Helmick's here from National Champs. I still have a whole lot of stuff. We haven't said boo about Maryland. We haven't talked about Virginia and their resurgence in the ACC.
Right around the corner.
And Lord knows, we haven't talked at all about what else is going on in college football. So there's a lot of stuff happening out there. So we'll come back top of the hour and wrap with Todd Helmick from NationalChamps.net. We'll step out, take a break. We're going to take some phone calls. Training camp getting going in about 30 minutes as Brian Billick takes on the media and then takes on his players at 5 o'clock. Little lockdown going on in the Days Inn. 481-1570. I am Nasty Nestor Aparicio. We'll be back with more. We'll get you your flash at the top of the hour. We'll talk some college football to start the 3 o'clock hour here on the beginning, the official beginning of Ravens football season.
This is the end. WNST.